It's Marketplace Tech for Thursday the 13th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Hurricane season started on the first of this month, and this week Mayor Michael Bloomberg laid out a $20 billion plan for fortifying New York City further from the likes of giant storms like Sandy. The plan includes everything from installing storm surge barriers to setting resiliency requirements for the city's telecom providers. Whether and when these 250 recommendations will be implemented remains to be seen, but the city's communities themselves aren't waiting around. Jamie Jordan and Jessica Klein co-founded the group Team Rockaway, which is still helping to rebuild their hard-hit beach community in Queens. Their Facebook page quickly became an important tool for residents after the storm hit last fall. And the two women recently gathered engineers and residents to generate new ideas and build apps, a so-called hack jam, for a place still trying to put the pieces back together even as storm season starts. Jamie and Jessica met in the wake of Sandy's destruction at a church in the Rockaways.
Jamie was at the church matchmaking people who wanted to volunteer with people who needed help in the community.
Jessica was like looking at me like I was nuts. I had a pad with a million Post-its on it. And all I did was people would come up, volunteers, and I would take like an address of people I knew and write like, you know, 555 Beach 136 and be like, here, go here. That's where technology also came in. There was a real lack of hyperlocal information.
So how do you approach that problem from a design perspective?
There's some tool that needs to be built so that you don't just have chaos. You don't just have, you know, 10,000 people coming to your neighborhood and saying, I can help you. But you have ways for the community to speak up and say, this is how you can help us.
What are some of the tools that people came up with at this hack jam?
All over Rockaway, there were a lot of things that needed to be fixed. And at our hack the other day, we had a couple of teenage girls come down from the New York City High School.
Yes.
And they developed this
high school
app just on the spot of ways you could kind of take a photograph of something that's wrong and text the picture of it to somebody so that they could – it would kind of like geolocate.
That's the kind of information that you don't want someone who isn't a local to give you.
So most people might say hacking is a bad thing, breaking in, stealing information, things like that. You guys are using the word sort of differently, right?
There was a constant conversation about the word hacking and all the cultural baggage associated with it.
Uh-huh.
Even my dad, the day before the hack, even though I'd explained it to him maybe 10 times what we were doing, he was like, so wait a second. You're going to be hacking things? Like, isn't that bad?
But at the end of the day, you know, hacking is a term that people in the tech industry use, you know, tinkerer, hacker, DIYer, maker. All of these are words that people take pride in and associate with the work that they do because they like to think that they're not just – I sort of like it because it's not like you're just building something from scratch. You sort of have this legacy of work that other people have touched, and it's sort of a communal creation process. And I think that's what's nice about the term and sort of appropriating it for good use, you know, hacking for good, not hacking for evil.
Jamie Jordan and Jessica Klein are co-founders of Rockaway Help. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Marketplace Tech is supported by the Economic Development Authority of Fairfax County, Virginia, home to creative people and creative companies at powerofideas.org.
And if you're hearing this broadcast, you've so far survived the dubious expansion of the digital hashtag. On Twitter, putting a pound sign in front of a word or term turns it into a link that can take you to a list of other tweets featuring that same hashtag term. And now you can do it on Facebook, too. Clicking on a hashtag will take you to a litany of posts from your Facebook friends that feature the same hashtag. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.